The genealogy site MyHeritage has become the latest victim of a security breach. The website allows people to create family trees. They can also submit a spit sample for genetic testing through MyHeritage DNA. Megan Thielking is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Megan, MyHeritage might not be as well known a genealogy site as Ancestry.com, but still, there are 92 million accounts compromised. Now, the company's saying it was just emails, not the genetic data, that was hacked?
Yeah, so MyHeritage says that someone found the email addresses and hashed passwords, which are like concealed passwords, of every user that had signed up before October of last year in a private server that wasn't theirs. Obviously, that's raised concerns about the security of the more sensitive data that they have. But for now, they say they have no reason to believe that any other information, like people's genetic data, has been compromised.
But you write an interesting thing about how researchers at the University of Washington encoded a strand of DNA to put malware in it, and they took remote control of a computer that was being used to process genetic data, not at MyHeritage, but somewhere else. So this can be done, and these researchers concluded that in many of these cases where DNA information is being collected, the best practices for security are not being used.
Certainly, researchers have raised concerns about the vulnerabilities of these companies. Most of the big companies say that they have security steps in place, like they keep usernames and passwords in one system, and they keep genetic information in another system so that they can't be associated with one another. But I think this case and that study that you mentioned both show that genealogy platforms can be vulnerable to security breaches just like any other company that's online could be.
Well, and also just vulnerable, because we're reminded of the recent case where investigators in California were able to find the Golden State Killer suspect in part because of a genealogy platform and a relative of his that had gone on, and they did a DNA comparison. So people might have jitters about this.
Right. And I think there are sort of two intertwined concerns with that, which is security and also privacy. So this MyHeritage situation has sparked a lot of concerns about whether the data that you give to companies is really secure. But the Golden State Killer case really sparked a conversation about privacy and how much privacy consumers can really expect when they submit their spit to these companies, and whether consumers really understand whether their data could be used in a criminal investigation.
And so what is MyHeritage saying about what they're going to do because of this breach?
The company has said it's investigating it, obviously, and it'll hire a cybersecurity firm to look into it and make some recommendations about its security. And it's also planning to speed up its work to roll out two-factor authentication, which is supposed to make the whole login process more secure. But also today, the company announced that it's going to forcibly expire everyone's password so that everyone who's on MyHeritage will need a new password to log in.
That's 92 million people. But meantime, you spoke to a professor at Sarah Lawrence College who said that, you know, when we say DNA and privacy and security, we all get nervous, but maybe that's an overreaction in some ways.
Yeah, she raised an interesting point that there's still a question of, you know, if someone hacked your DNA, what would they necessarily do with it? And would employers and insurers really discriminate against people based on DNA that's been illegally procured in some way? Her point, which I thought was an interesting one, was that it's really more of a concern that someone's credit card information might be stolen.
Right. Megan Thielking of STAT, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.